Chapter 1. Getting a driver's license. Driving is a privilege, not a right. You must earn that privilege and work to keep it. Your driver's license carries with it a great responsibility to be courteous to other drivers on the roadways and to follow state and federal motoring laws. When you slide behind the wheel of a motor vehicle, you take responsibility for the lives of people around you. There are many laws that govern a driver's responsibility. You must become familiar with these laws and obey and respect them to keep your license. For many, driving may seem almost automatic. This assumption is incorrect. Driving is a complex activity mastered over time that should not be taken for granted. Who must have a driver's license? You must have a Louisiana driver's license if you are a resident of Louisiana and want to drive a motor vehicle on public streets and highways. Always carry your license with you when driving. You are required to show your license to any law enforcement officer or any officer who may ask to see it. New residents have 30 days from the time residency is established to obtain a Louisiana license. Exceptions. The following people are not required to obtain a Louisiana driver's license. Non-residents who possess a valid license issued by another state. You are permitted to drive in this state for a period of 90 days. Non-resident students who possess both a valid driver's license issued by their home state and a current student ID card. Anyone operating a farm tractor, farm implements, or road machinery temporarily on the highway. Members of the armed forces driving a U.S. government vehicle while on official duty. Resident members of the armed forces or resident military dependents possessing a valid driver's license from their home state. Classes of license. The class of driver's license you will need depends on the type of vehicle you plan to drive and if you are employed for the principal purpose of driving. This manual applies only to Class D and E driver's licenses. Classes A, B, and C, commercial driver's licenses, CDL, are generally required for drivers of large cargo trucks, commercial passenger vehicles, or for the commercial transportation of hazardous materials. To determine if you need a Class A, B, or C license, please refer to the Commercial Driver's License Manual for more information. Class D permits the operation of any single vehicle used in commerce having a gross vehicle weight rating of 10,001 pounds or more but less than 26,001 pounds or any such vehicle towing a vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating and not utilized for the transportation of hazardous materials. Note. As long as the combined gross vehicle weight rating, truck and trailer, is less than 26,001 pounds, you can operate with Class D. A Class D license may be used for transportation of passengers for hire or fee provided the usage thereof does not fall within the definition of vehicles in Classes A, B, or C. A Class D allows for operation of those vehicles in the Class E category. Class E permits the operation of any single motor vehicle under 10,001 pounds, recreational vehicles and certain farm-use vehicles not defined as commercial vehicle. Note. If you are driving interstate commerce, you must also meet Department of Transportation, DOT, physical standards. This matter should be discussed with your employer. Some offices charge an additional service fee ranging from 50 cents to $6. There is a $12 handling fee, except for identification cards and duplicate identification cards for applicants 60 and older. You may view our website, www.expresslane.org, or call 225-925-6146 to verify fees. Identification requirements. All Louisiana driver's license and identification cards must be issued in the applicant's full legal name. All documents must be original or certified copies from the Department of Record. Photocopies are not acceptable whether notarized or not. First-time applicants. Applicants will be required to provide one of the following combinations. One primary and two secondary documents are. Two primary documents are. If an applicant has a Louisiana identification card with a photo which clearly identifies the applicant and the social security number as part of the file, additional identification is not required. Additional requirements for applicants 17 and under. The signature of the custodial parent or legal guardian is required for the issuance of any license, including first-time applications, duplicates, and changing restrictions. Identification must be presented by the minor and the parent or guardian. Only the domiciliary parent may sign if joint custody has been awarded. Custodial documents must also be presented. Out-of-state transfers. All applicants for a Louisiana driver's license are required to pass a vision exam administered by the Office of Motor Vehicles Personnel at the time of application. New residents have 30 days from the time residency is established to obtain a Louisiana license. In order to make application, you must have a valid Louisiana address. If you have a valid, expired out-of-state picture license, you must surrender the out-of-state picture license. It is unlawful in Louisiana to have more than one driver's license. Provide one primary and one secondary document. Provide your social security number. Provide proof of insurance on any personal vehicle you may have registered in Louisiana. If you are not in possession of your out-of-state picture license, you must submit either a letter of clearance or an official driving record from your last state of license. This letter must include your personal information, name, date of birth, social security number, if applicable, as well as your driver's license number for that state. You must also meet all identification and social security requirements. Social Security Requirement. All applicants eligible for a social security number must provide the assigned number when applying for a driver's license. Although the social security number will not be displayed on the face of the license, that number must be entered in the department's internal records. If you do not have an assigned social security number, you must provide an official letter from the Social Security Administration specifying that no number has been assigned or that you are not eligible for issuance of a social security number. In order to comply with the Military Selective Service Act, RS 32, 40-1321, D, 1, the Social Security number is required from all male U.S. citizens or immigrants age 15 to 26 who apply for a driver's license or ID card. Failure to provide the number will result in the denial of issuance. Driver Education. All applicants applying for their first driver's license issuance must furnish proof of driver education training as required by law. This driver education course may be taken at a public or private institution. Depending upon the age of the applicant, the requirements of the driver education course differ. The driver education course must be completed before making application for the driver's license. School enrollment form. All applicants applying for a driver's license or learner's permit, ages 15 to 17, must furnish proof of school enrollment. The enrollment form is obtained from the school the applicant is currently enrolled in and cannot be more than 90 days old. Immigrant aliens. In certain instances, the following documents may be substituted as primary and/or secondary documents depending on your immigration status. For more information, please contact your nearest Office of Motor Vehicles. I-551, if issued after 797, considered a primary document, Social Security Verification, see Social Security Requirement, and one secondary document or I-551, if issued prior to 797, considered a secondary document, one primary document and Social Security Verification, see Social Security Requirement, or the foreign passport stamped showing the I-94 has been surrendered for processing of an I-551, Social Security Verification, see Social Security Requirement, an I-688B, Work Authorization Card. If the stamp date in the passport is less than 9 months old, you are eligible for issuance of a driver's license. If the stamp date is older than 9 months, you are not eligible for issuance or I-485. Application for Adjustment of Status to Lawful Permanent Resident, Social Security Verification, see Social Security Requirement, and one secondary document. Note: I-151 Resident Alien Cards are no longer acceptable for identification or status. Refugees. You must present the Form I-94 indicating the refugee status and two secondary documents. If you have a passport, it should be presented along with your employment authorization card. An original Refugee Resettlement Program letter with a color photo is valid for a period of 15 days from the date of issue. Non-immigrant aliens. you will be required to provide the following: foreign passport with I-94 stamp showing status with USCIS. Social Security verification, see Social Security requirement. Secondary document. Student non-immigrants, F1, J1, and M1, must present the I-20, lists the school, length of the program, a contact person and phone number of the student representative at the school. Some non-immigrant aliens or refugees may be denied issuance of a driver's license or identification card based on USCIS status and duration of status. In order to be issued a driver's license or identification card, there must be at least 180 days remaining on your VISA, I-94 to be considered for issuance. If there are fewer than 180 days remaining, you will be denied. If you are not a Louisiana resident, you are not eligible for a driver's license or identification card. Age requirement, RS 32-408. Class D, minimum 17 years of age. Class E, minimum 15 years of age for a learner's permit, must complete all stages of the graduated licensing program. Class A, B or C, minimum age 18, travel intrastate only, no hauling of hazardous materials, minimum age 21 to travel interstate or obtain a hazardous material endorsement. Acceptable primary documents, only original documents are accepted. Birth certificate. Original certificate of birth. Certified copy of birth certificate, long form, and birth card, short form, does not require a seal. Birth registration card or certificate issued by a state or county bureau of vital statistics. Certificate of birth abroad issued by the U.S. Department of State. Certificate of naturalization. Native American tribal document. Passport. U.S. passport book or passport card. Applicants 17 and under must also present a certified birth certificate or documentation proving custody, legal guardianship. Foreign passport must be appropriately stamped and accompanied by proper immigration documents. Immigrants, non-immigrants. Permanent resident card, I-551. Department of Homeland Security refugee travel document, I-571. Department of Homeland Security permit to re-enter the United States, I-327. Military. Current U.S. ID card. Dependent ID card. Draft record. DD-214. Selective Service Notification. U.S. Coast Guard Merchant Mariner Card. Secondary Documents. Note. Name on secondary documents should coincide with name on primary documents. Out-of-state driver's license, identification card. DL or ID card issued by a state motor vehicle department with a photo that clearly identifies the individual. An official driving record from the last state of issuance is required if the applicant has lost his out-of-state license. A foreign driver's license must be accompanied by proper immigration documents. Social Security number verification. Social Security card. Official verification of the Social Security number from the Social Security Administration or verbal verification. Identification card, with photo. Louisiana college or university. Louisiana middle or high school. Law enforcement officer's ID. Employment ID card, major corporations, hospitals, governmental agencies. ID cards issued by federal, state, local governmental agencies. LA Department of Public Safety and Corrections prison or parish ID card. TWIC, transportation worker identification credential. Employment authorization document I-766 issued by DHS. Original Refugee Resettlement Program Letter. This document will include the agency director's signature with a raised seal and is valid for 15 days from issuance. Educational Diploma, Certificate, License. High School, College or University. High School Yearbook Photo. School records or at least two report cards from separate years. Original or certified professional degree or license. Driver education certificate. Medical. Medicare, Medicaid card. Medical eligibility card. CDL medical form, card. Miscellaneous documents. Original adoption papers. Baptismal certificate. Official deed or title to property in Louisiana, including burial plots. Vehicle registration or certificate of title of vehicle in applicant's name. Motor vehicle lien instrument. Local utility statements showing name and address of the applicant or a receipt indicating utilities have been turned on. Insurance policy, health, home, life, auto. One payroll stub, printed. W-2 forms for 2 years. Prison release documents or letter from probation officer. Letter of verification, introduction from another state agency responsible for placement of deprived, impaired individuals, for example, blind services. CDL driver's logbook. Graduated licensing program. In 1996, Florida became the first state to implement the graduated licensing program. On January 1, 1998, Louisiana followed by implementing a graduated licensing program as well. It is known as the RYANACT, Reduce Youth Accidents Now, and was named for a 15-year-old, Ryan Lee, who lost his life in a traffic accident a few months after being licensed. All states in the U.S. now have a version of the graduated licensing program. Statistics indicate this program for teenage drivers has served to decrease the number of traffic deaths and injuries in the teenage driving group. While teen driver crashes and casualties have decreased in the past decade, and in spite of attention to the issue, teens are still considered high-risk drivers. Unfortunately, motor vehicle crashes remain the number one cause of death among teens in the United States. Per mile driven, teenage drivers ages 16 to 19 are 4 times more likely to crash than older drivers. These high crash rates for teens, particularly 16-year-olds, are related to driver inexperience and driver immaturity. Driving experience must be built up sooner or later regardless of when a person starts to drive. But, initial driving experience can be limited to lower risk situations, for example, daylight and limiting the number of teen passengers, under a graduated licensing program which has 3 stages of licensure. 1. A learner's permit that allows the holder to drive only while supervised by a fully licensed driver. 2. An intermediate license that allows unsupervised driving under certain restrictions. 3. A full license. Stage 1. Learner's permit. 1. Must be a minimum of 15 years of age. 2. Must complete 30 hours classroom instruction and 8 hours behind-the-wheel driving instruction. 3. Must pass vision exam and knowledge exam with at least 80% accuracy. 4. Is authorized to drive only with a licensed adult at least 21 years of age or sibling at least 18 years of age. 5. Must maintain learner's license for a minimum of 180 days and cannot advance to intermediate stage until attainment of 16th birthday. Note: upgrading from permit to intermediate, age 16. Effective January 1, 2011. No applicant shall be issued a Class E intermediate license unless a signed statement by the parent or legal guardian is provided to the department attesting that the applicant has a minimum of 50 hours of behind-the-wheel driving experience with a licensed parent, guardian, or adult at least 21 years of age. At least 15 of these hours must be nighttime driving. Stage 2. Intermediate license. 1. Must have completed Stage 1. 2. Must be a minimum of 16 years of age. 3. Must pass the road skills driving test with at least 80% accuracy. 4. Is prohibited from driving between the hours of 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., unless accompanied by a licensed adult at least 21 years of age or sibling at least 18 years of age. Additionally, between the hours of 6 p.m. and 5 a.m., an intermediate licensee may not transport more than one passenger under the age of 21 years of age that is not a member of the immediate family. 5. Must be maintained until 17th birthday. Stage 3. Full license. 1. Must successfully complete stages 1 and 2 or 2. Must be at least 17 years of age prior to application for first license. Note: effective 1 August 2012, Applicants 18 years of age or above who have not entered the graduated licensing program may apply for full Class E license or a learner's permit upon completion of a 38-hour driver's education course or a 6-hour pre-licensing course and an 8-hour behind-the-wheel course. An out-of-state applicant, 16 years of age who has had a license or permit for a minimum of 180 days may be eligible to bypass the learner's permit stage and be issued an intermediate license. Proof of insurance. Any vehicle used upon the highways of Louisiana must be insured by liability insurance or other allowable substitute. You must submit such proof for vehicles you own at the time of license issuance. In order for your insurance proof to be acceptable by law enforcement and the Office of Motor Vehicles, it must contain the name of the company, the policy number, the effective dates, the vehicle description, the name of the insured party, and the NAIC number. The NAIC number indicates to law enforcement the company is authorized to conduct business in Louisiana. By law, your insurance card must be in the vehicle at all times as evidence of insurance. Driver's license tests. The following tests may be given when you apply for a driver's license. Vision, eye exam. Knowledge of traffic laws, signs, and signals. Road skills, outside driving test. Vision test. Your eyes will be screened when you apply for or renew your driver's license or learner's permit. The vision screening is not a medical exam. Because seeing well is so critical to safe driving, you should have your eyes checked regularly. The screening will determine if your vision meets minimum standards, 20/40, for safe driving. If you fail the eye exam, you will be given a vision report which is to be completed by a vision specialist of your choice. If you need corrective lenses in order to pass the vision exam, your license will indicate that you are required to wear them while driving. Your license will display an O1 for this restriction. This restriction removed after having laser surgery to correct your vision. You must visit an OMV office and pass the vision screening without wearing glasses or contact lenses. Knowledge test. All first-time applicants must successfully pass the knowledge test confirming your understanding of traffic signs and signals, as well as safe driving practices and Louisiana laws relative to driving. The test contains multiple choice questions that are taken from the information contained in this manual. The exam is given on a computer in most offices and you must correctly answer 80% of these questions to receive a passing score. Proper identification is required each time the test is taken. Road skills, driving, test. The road skills test is available through the Office of Motor Vehicles or certified third-party tester providers. All third-party testers are certified through the Office of Motor Vehicles. A fee will be assessed when using the third-party testers for the skills test. View our website, www.expresslane.org, for a list of certified providers in your area. For road skills, driving, tests administered at the Office of Motor Vehicles, you will be required to provide the vehicle used in testing. The vehicle must be in safe driving condition, pass a safety inspection, and have a valid inspection sticker, current license plate and registration document. The examiner cannot give the driving test unless your vehicle is safety inspected and is legally equipped. Note: speedometer must be operational. All vehicles manufactured after 1964 must be equipped with functional seat belts. For a fee, third-party testers may provide a vehicle for the road skills test. Contact the third-party tester for information regarding the vehicle utilized for the test. If you will be using your own vehicle, you will be asked to perform a safety equipment check of your vehicle before you can begin the road test. It must have all the necessary equipment and be in safe working condition. In addition, you must present proof of liability insurance on the vehicle being used for the test. Only the applicant, the OMV staffer, and the interpreter, if applicable, are permitted in the vehicle during the road skills test. Loose objects that could break or cause injury must be removed from the vehicle prior to the road test. The road skills test consists of your ability to control the vehicle and a driving performance test. You will be tested on the rules of the road and your ability to drive a motor vehicle safely under normal traffic conditions. The examiner will evaluate your awareness of risks and your reaction to them. You will be evaluated on your observation skills at intersections, when changing lanes, and in other situations. You will not be asked to do anything illegal during the test. The following driving skills are most important as they will demonstrate your ability to safely operate your vehicle in ordinary traffic conditions. You will be graded on backing, yielding right of way, approach to corner, keeping in lane, parking between cars, use of signals, following others, attention, turning, response to signs and signals. The examiner will direct you to make certain stops, starts, turns, and other maneuvers during the test. You will not be asked to do anything contrary to motor vehicle laws or safe driving practices. The examiner will not try to trick you into making an error. Points will be deducted for driving errors made during the test. You will fail the skills test for any of the following: a violation of any traffic law, any dangerous action, incident, lack of cooperation or refusal to follow instructions, collision, cumulative minor mistakes. Upon completion of the road skills driving test, you will be advised of your errors and what maneuvers you need to improve, if any. If you fail the test and you don't currently have a permit, you may be issued one so you can practice. You can return at a later date to retest. Note: if you are a minor making application for a license, a custodial or domiciliary parent, tutor, or legal guardian must accompany you and present his identification, sign your application, and provide proof that the vehicle to be used for the road skills driving test is insured. Remember, road skills driving tests administered at the Office of Motor Vehicles are suspended during inclement weather. License renewals. Your driver's license will expire 6 years from your nearest birthday. Licenses may be renewed anytime within 180 days before the expiration date. You must pass the vision exam before your license is renewed. Once your license is issued, please verify your information is correct before leaving. If you do not receive a mail-in renewal invitation, you must visit the local office for renewal issuance. The expiration date for immigrants, non-immigrants, refugees may vary in accordance with INS status. The Louisiana driver's license of members of the Armed Forces, Peace Corps, and their dependents who serve outside the state of Louisiana shall remain valid for 60 days after discharge, provided the license was valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked upon entrance to service. The license will be considered expired, delinquent on the 61st day after discharge. The last license issued and proof of discharge will be accepted to renew the license. Renewal by mail or internet. If you are a Louisiana resident under the age of 70 with a Class D or E license, you may be selected to renew your license by mail or internet. If you are selected, you will receive a renewal invitation and application with instructions. If you choose to renew by mail or internet, a reconstructed driver's license will be mailed to your address. You will not receive an invitation to renew by mail or internet 2 consecutive renewal cycles. You still have the option to visit your local Office of Motor Vehicles and renew your license in person. Change of address. Louisiana law requires you to correct the address on your license within 10 days after a move. Please visit your local motor vehicle office to have the corrected license issued at no charge. Failure to change your address may result in a violation if you are stopped by law enforcement. Change of name. You may change your name on your license by presenting to the Office of Motor Vehicles a certified copy of a state-approved marriage license, certified birth certificate, if you wish to go back to your birth name, or a certified copy of a court order authorizing a name change. Additional documentation may be required in a given situation. If you change your name between license renewals, a duplicate license fee will be charged. Duplicate license. If your license is lost, stolen, or destroyed, you may apply for a duplicate at any motor vehicle office. You must apply in person. Proof of identification may be required. A minor applying for a duplicate must have a custodial or domiciliary parent, tutor, or legal guardian physically appear with proper identification and custodial documents to sign the application. In the case of joint custody, only the domiciliary parent may sign for the minor child. Proof of current liability insurance is required on any registered vehicle. License restrictions. The Office of Motor Vehicles and/or the court is authorized to impose restrictions on licenses. Any restrictions placed on you to operate a motor vehicle will appear on your driver's license. A violation of a restriction is a violation of the law and may result in the suspension of your driving privileges. Medical reports required. Every physically impaired person and persons over the age of 60 applying for a license for the first time must submit a detailed report from a physician and/or vision specialist. The required form must be obtained from the Office of Motor Vehicles. The report will state the severity of any visual or physical condition which might impair your ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. The Office of Motor Vehicles may require anyone to submit a medical and/or visual report. You may also be subject to written and/or road skills testing. Your driving record. The Office of Motor Vehicles keeps a public record of all your traffic convictions and collisions for 5 years. Convictions for DWI are maintained for 10 years. This includes traffic convictions received in other states. Personal identification cards. Any Louisiana resident may apply for an identification card. It is widely accepted as proof of identity, but does not give you the privilege to drive. To get a personal ID card, you must meet the identification requirements and have a valid Louisiana residence address. Persons not eligible for a license. License is revoked. Have not passed driver's education course or pre-licensing course. Have not successfully passed the written and/or skills test. Under the age of 15. Revocation of your license. In order to keep your driver license and not have it revoked, you must remain a safe and responsible driver. You must drive safely at all times. You can lose your driving privilege for the following: using a wireless cellular communication device while operating a motor vehicle if the driver holds a Class E, learner's or intermediate operator's license, or is under the age of 18, or has been issued a first-time operator's license that is within 1 year from the original issue date, excluding out-of-state transfers. Using a text messaging communication device while operating a motor vehicle. Altering information on the license. Unlawful use of a driver's license. Making a false statement or concealing a material fact on an application for a driver's license. Failure to stop and render assistance at a collision in which you were involved that results in the injury or death of a person. Conviction of driving while intoxicated, DWI. Refusal to take an alcohol analysis test when arrested for DWI, or after submitting to the test. In which the results show a BAC level of 0.08% or more for those 21 years of age or older, or 0.02% or more for those younger than 21 years of age. Failure to stop for a school bus loading or unloading children. Manslaughter or negligent homicide resulting from the operation of a motor vehicle. Any felony committed while operating a motor vehicle. 3 convictions of reckless driving committed within a 12-month period. Failure to answer a traffic law charge. Driving in violation of a driver's license restriction. Failure to comply with the financial responsibility law when required. Committing an offense in another state which, if committed in this state, would be grounds for suspension or revocation. Driving with a suspended driver's license. Failure to pay child support. Failure to pay state income taxes. Withdrawing from school prior to graduation if you are 15 but less than 18 years of age or have been determined to be habitually absent or tardy. Litter law and stats. Louisiana spends more than $40 million a year to clean up our highways. In 2004 alone, state and sheriff cleanup crews picked up an estimated 450,000 bags, 20,000 miles, of trash in our state. Littering. Whether accidental or deliberate, littering is against the law. Depending on the nature and severity of the littering, you can face either civil or criminal prosecution. According to Louisiana RS 32-2531-2531.3, penalties for conviction range from a $50 fine plus 8 hours community service picking up litter to a $5,000 fine, 1 year driver's license suspension, 30 days in jail and 100 hours of community service. The driver is responsible for all litter coming from the vehicle's interior or truck bed, and the driver can be cited for littering committed by the passengers in his, her vehicle. Along roadways, motorists and pedestrians are the biggest contributors to litter. Tobacco products, mostly cigarette butts, are the most littered item along Louisiana roadways. Many individuals believe that cigarette butts are biodegradable. This is incorrect. While some parts of the cigarette usually decompose in 1 year, other parts never do because the filter is made of a type of acetate that never fully breaks down. Worst yet, the cigarette butt that is thrown on the ground will eventually find its way into the ocean or some other body of water. A recent cleanup of coastal shorelines by volunteers found that 80% of the collected litter was washed from land into the water. Cigarettes and cigarette butts accounted for a whopping 25% of the total collected. Cigarettes and cigarette butts also contain many harmful chemicals which leak into the environment. To many people, a cigarette butt may seem like a small thing, but with several trillion butts discarded every year, toxic chemicals add up, and the damage to the environment is multiplied many times over. Another problem often seen is the litter from packaging and beverage containers. This includes fast food, snacks, tobacco, or other product packaging, and soft drink and beer containers. Storm drains are a trap for litter that collects from streets and sidewalks. These are located in gutters and are designed to drain excess rainfall from paved streets and parking lots. Because storm drains eventually lead to waterways, litter near storm drains can potentially contaminate our water. This causes litter to first be a problem on land and then later in our water. The presence of litter in a community takes its toll on the quality of life, property values, and housing prices. Besides the environmental impact that litter imposes, there are also economic consequences. Businesses pay about 80% of the cost to clean up litter, with the government funding the remainder. Many communities depend on volunteers to clean up litter. Research studies have shown that heavily littered areas are more likely to be targeted for crime and vandalism. Individuals are more likely to litter in a littered area. Once there, litter attracts more litter. This cycle continues unless and until we change our minds about the way we think about litter. Individual attitudes can change the way we think about litter. On average, one in every five individuals is a litterer, with most of the behavior being a conscious act. This includes dropping the item, flicking or flinging it away, or just leaving it in on the ground, table, bench or ledge. Studies also show that age, and not gender, is a significant factor in littering. Those under 30 are more likely to litter than those who are older. A clean community discourages litter and improves overall community quality of life. It is the responsibility of every individual to care about his neighborhood, park, roadway, or other public space. Don't just believe that someone will pick up after you when you litter. Start with these actions. Choose not to litter. Make the commitment now to join with others not to spread litter. Remind others not to litter and explain why. Get a litter bag for your car or portable ash receptacles to share. Volunteer in your community. Help prevent and clean up litter from cigarette butts to illegal dumps. If you see litter, pick it up. Become part of Keep Louisiana Beautiful. With all of us working together, we can make a difference. Citizens may report litterers by calling 1-888-LITTERBUG, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This hotline is maintained by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Singular wireless customers in South Louisiana area may call litter. The offender will receive a letter from DEQ reminding him/her that littering is illegal and asking for help in keeping Louisiana clean. You can also post information regarding acts of litter at litter-bug.org. For more information concerning Louisiana's litter abatement programs, visit the websites www.keeplouisianabeautiful.org and www.deq.state.la.us/assistance/litter/index/htm. Organ donation. Thousands of people are waiting for a life-saving or life-enhancing organ, tissue, or cornea transplant. When you apply for a driver's permit, driver's license, or state ID card, you will be asked whether or not you wish to register as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Your designation will be marked on the front of your license or ID card with a red heart. If you register through the OMV in person, your wishes will be indicated in the registry. You may also register online at donatelifela.org. Either method is legal documentation of your desire to save lives. Louisiana's registry allows citizens to make legally binding decisions to be donors. Family consent is required only for minors. This makes it especially important for you to have a discussion with your family about your wishes regarding donation. Organs and tissues that can be donated include heart, lungs, liver, kidney, pancreas, intestines, skin, heart valves, bone, and connective tissue. For eye donation, the whole eye or the cornea can be donated. Organs are distributed for transplantation on a patient-based, fair, equitable system. Donors are treated with the greatest care and dignity throughout the donation process. Here is some information to help you make an informed decision. Louisiana's registry allows citizens to make legally binding decisions to become donors. Drivers under the age of 17 can participate in this program and register their intent. Anyone can be a potential donor regardless of age, race, or medical history. You have the ability to save 9 lives and heal the lives of up to 50 additional people through tissue donation. The level of medical care you receive in any hospital is not affected by your choice to register as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. The recovery team is only called in after all attempts have been made to save your life. All major religions approve of organ, eye, and tissue donation and see it as an unselfish act of charity. There is no change in the appearance of the body after donation and no interference in funeral plans, including an open casket. There is no cost or payment to your family or your estate when you become a donor. It is illegal to buy or sell organs in the United States. All patients on the waiting list throughout the country are registered with the United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS, computer network. Organs are placed based on blood type, size, weight, severity of illness, time on the waiting list, and geography. It is illegal to allocate organs based on fame, wealth, citizenship, or political power. Transplantation is a medically accepted treatment and is not experimental. Organ donation is not a search for the cure, it is the cure. Today there are nearly 117,000 patients waiting for this life-saving gift, over 1,800 here in Louisiana. Every day 18 people die waiting for an organ, and every 13 minutes another name is added to the national waiting list. Choose to be an organ and tissue donor and tell your family about your decision. For more information, visit DonateLifeLA.org. Voter Registration Program. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993, NVRA, also known as the Motor Voter Act, was signed into effect by President Bill Clinton in 1993. This legislation requires state governments to allow for registration by qualifying voters whenever they apply for or renew their driver's license, thereby consolidating the driver's application and voter registration processes. Simply make it known to personnel at the Office of Motor Vehicles that you wish to register to voter when you apply for a license or a renewal of your driver's license. You may also pick up a mail-in voter's registration form from your local OMV. Please verify the form for accuracy and sign it in the space provided before it is turned in or mailed. If you choose to register to vote while at the OMV, your application will be submitted electronically to the Louisiana Secretary of State. If you do not receive confirmation within 2 weeks, please contact your local voter registrar's office. For more information concerning your right to vote and the procedures for becoming a registered voter, contact your nearest voter registrar's office or visit the website of the Louisiana Secretary of State at www.sos.la.gov.